Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Co-host tonight, Christopher John O'Shea. John, how are you tonight, Chris?
Johnny on the spot. Doing well, sir. Doing well. How about you? You know, when I think about that song was written a long time ago.
It was. And sung 40, almost 50 years
60
ago.
Years ago, basically. Yeah, 60 years ago.
60 years ago, yeah. That's a good point. 60 years ago. Anyway, we're here tonight with Chris, and we're doing an open show. You're our guest. You get to determine the direction of the conversation. If you want to call in and direct that conversation, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Call in and ask your question, whatever. You know, maybe you have a Social Security question. That's always popular. We can answer those for you. Medicare. Maybe you have a question about your 401k, your income taxes. Maybe you have an estate question, an elder care question, a question about college planning. You know, if it deals with your personal finances, we're here to help you answer that question or give you some insight on it as best we can in two minutes, in 1 minute, whatever it takes. And the best time to call is early when there aren't as many people online. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question and direct the conversation as you see fit. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in. Hey, Chris, I did a interview with the Wall Street Journal, and it should be published in the next day or two. I'm not sure.
Exactly. That was a great topic from what you told
what
me.
What day? Yeah, the topic that they were. See, we get lots of requests from NAFA, an association we're a member of, and normally when you respond to these journalists, they probably got 50, 60. Responses. But this question was about IRMA, about the Medicare surcharge, Part B premium. If your income's over, let's call it 95,000 single or 190,000 married, and then your IRMA surcharge pops that premium up from 165 up to like 220, and if it goes well above 220 some thousand, then you could go up to as high as 270. If you go over 280, et cetera, et cetera. And it's called the IRMA, I-R-M-A-A surcharge. And, you know, I saw the article and I figured, okay, I'll send a thing because I like to talk about that.
And that stands for those out there, the income, yeah, they come up with these things, right? Income-related monthly adjustment amount.
That is true.
There
IRMA.
You go. IRMA.
Not your aunt out in Oklahoma. It's IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. So anyway, I send this article.
Oh, wow, Joe, we've got four callers here. Can we fit them in? And
well, wait a minute. Let me get this out. So I write to this WSJ reporter, and she calls me back, and she says, you know, I normally get 40 or 50 of these. You were the only one from that request that responded about IRMA, which surprised me because, you know, to me, that's easy money for your clients to get money back. But anyway, Chris, let's go.
Okay, we got first up Carol in Towson. Carol, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. My friend told me that she heard something about a problem at M&T Bank this week, just a blurb on the news, she couldn't remember what it was. I asked my guy at the credit union, and he said there was a problem with M&T Bank in one of the states that begin with I, like Indiana, Illinois. Do you know anything about that?
I hadn't heard anything about it, but, I mean, I can't imagine that it's a significant deal.
Right. I mean, yeah, I have not, but sure, I agree with you.
We'll look it up, and you know, on our first break, we'll look it up, and we'll if you keep listening for the next part, we'll tell you what happened and how significant it might be. Did she tell you what it was? Yeah.
No, but I did look online, and I saw in 2022 they were merging with some smaller bank in Connecticut, and there was a problem with payroll money not being given to employees and disappearing amounts I'm assuming that isn't to do with this, because, you know,
it's hard to say what it could be, but, you know, these things happen all the time. It's not M&T. Though I wouldn't leave my money with M&T either, but I only use online banks that pay you real money for keeping your money with them. So great question. We'll answer it when we come back, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Great. Okay. Thanks. Okay. We've got Kathy up next in Parkville. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. The question may be very stupid to you, but 15 years ago, I left a company that had a pension plan. I've moved several times. I not had any connection with them whatsoever, but I saw a friend from there last week, and she said, I'm just starting to get my benefits from my...
So you just have to call the human resource department at the company and say, hey, I was an employee there. I have a pension benefit. I'm not hearing anything from anyone. Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking. But conveniently, they can't find me. They can't find me by my Social Security number.
How many years did you work there?
9.5.
Well, then they have to have a benefit for you.
So, it depends. When did it end? When did your time end?
I stopped working there in, I was there for 9 years, 2008.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's well in, and it was a corporation. It wasn't a government, was it?
Nope, it's a corporation.
Yeah, they have to have you, and the PBGC will have record of your working there. So if they don't, you can just go to the PBGC and complain that they tell you that you don't have a benefit, and they'll figure it out for you.
Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
I was just going to say, what's that?
PBGC. If you put that into Google, Google knows what that stands for. Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
All right.
Well, we'll get you a phone number. When we come back, we'll give you a phone number, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thanks
for
calling, Carol.
We got to take a break, Chris, right?
We do.
Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, and I have a question for you. Is your financial advisor a doctor of personal financial advice? Do you get strategies to reduce taxation, Social Security, Medicare advice, sophisticated retirement planning, investment allocation strategies, estate planning, or help with any issue of money? It is time you do a financial physical with me and my team at the consulate and experience the difference. You hear the depth of knowledge we have about personal finance. So do a financial physical, and you'll experience what we believe an advisor should do for you. They should be independent, experienced, credentialed, fee-only, comprehensive fiduciaries. They should be a doctor of personal finance and not salespeople selling you products. Set up an introductory meeting by calling 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or go online, financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. It's time you experience the difference.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're going to go to our other callers because we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, but we have to answer the two questions that we couldn't have right off the top of our head. So to the lady who had the pension, and they're saying that they don't have any record of her, you have to call the Department of Labor. PBGC only deals with terminated plans. The Department of Labor is going to deal with a company that's still in practice and then says you don't have a benefit. And their number is 866-444-3272. Let me say that again, 866-444-3272. And that's the Department of Labor, and they'll help you make sure you get your plan. I absolutely assure you, Department of Labor gets on this, they will wring that company's neck and say, make sure you get this lady her money. So, Chris, what was your answer on M&T?
So M&T Bank, the only issues we saw were February having to do with mergers and paychecks not being deposited on time and the like. So I if you could find something else related to that, it was Carol, right? So just let us know. But I didn't see anything. So with that, Drew, we've got Rebecca up next from Pennsylvania. Rebecca, hi, welcome to the show.
Drew, you've given me like a lot of really good advice, and one of the really good advice you always give to all your people is like, you know, open your mail and read it. And I know that sounds simplistic, but I opened my mail and I read it, and I got my Medicare card. Okay.
Okay.
And my late husband had a plan that, like, as many phone calls as I have gotten, Cigna has not called me up and said like, please, like, you know, enroll in our plan. And I was just wondering, is like Cigna like not doing it, or like there's some like alphabet soup that I'm missing, or what's going on here?
Well, when you're dealing with Medigap plans, supplemental Medigap plan, you're really unlikely that you're going to want to deal with the big companies, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Highmark, Cigna, United Healthcare. They're the least companies that I would probably deal with. Who do you do your auto and home with?
I'm sorry, what?
Who do you do your auto and home with?
Care First, like Penny's, you know, Pennsylvania stuff. I was on, you know.
Who do you do your auto and home insurance with?
That's Erie.
Erie. That's who you should quote for your Medigap policy,
really?
To supplement your Medicare.
They had not even like sent me a letter.
They're not going to. Just call up your agent and ask them. You know, you don't want a letter in the mail. Somebody sends you a letter in the mail, they're probably going to charge you more than you need, because they're spending a whole bunch of money trying to find people to buy their policy from them, not realize that they could get a better policy if they just did the homework themselves. So call Erie and then get back to me. Okay, I got to run.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rebecca. Okay, Bill, you've been waiting. You've been patient for a while. Good evening, Bill. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I appreciate it. I enjoy your show, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for waiting.
Thank you.
Next year I have an R&D, my first one, and I'm just wondering, qualified charitable deductions, I'd rather give the money to my church than the government, but I guess there's just no way the government's not going to get their taxes. So what would be the best way to minimize the tax I would have to pay on
RMD? Do you typically give that much money to charity, whatever your RMD is?
No. But
no, you don't want to give your RMD to charity if you're not typically given. So just give to charity what you're going to give and pay the taxes on what you're not going to give, because you're not giving the charity what you would have given the government. You're giving the charity 70% your money and 20-30% the government's money.
Okay. It's just, I just was curious.
There's no way around it, Bill. The RMD is the RMD, and you got to pay taxes on it. That's the deal that you made 30-40 years ago when you set the plan up.
Okay, I appreciate it. Again, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, it was a great question, though. But if you do give to charity, that is the easy answer, is just give it to charity. But if you're not giving to charity and you're just going to do it despite the government, you know, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. So, yeah. All right, Bill, good question. Excellent. Right. Let's go see. You know, who's up next, Chris? Ann?
We've got Ann, yeah. And then the other lines are now open. They were all full. Now they're open. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was listening. I think it was her name was Carol, talking about a letter from M&T. And a global. I got the same letter. I checked with M&T. I checked with their headquarters. It is legitimate. It says there was a recent global cybersecurity incident involving MOVEit, a file transfer tool, and they said that the information at our external service providers was compromised, including some of your information, and included your name, address, and M&T checking and savings or money market account numbers. Rest assured, no PINs, passwords, or other sensitive data such as Social Security numbers, date of birth, debit credit card numbers was accessed. And then at the end of this letter, which is on the other side of the first page, it says they are, you should consider signing up for credit monitoring from Equifax, which we've arranged at no cost to you for 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah, and so Ann, this is very common. And, you know, probably every American has had two or three cyber attacks, if not 10, 20. And anytime a company offers you the credit monitoring for free, you might as well take it. You might as well take it. But, you know, the real issue is I don't know why anybody banks with M&T and PNC and Bank of America. They do it out of convenience and inertia. They don't want to make changes because it's just a lot of effort. And those big banks know it. But the best place to be right now is with the online virtual banks, unless you get a lot of cash that you deposit. So in other words, if you run a retail store and you're getting a lot of cash and you got to have somewhere to deposit, you need somewhere you got to take it to. But if you're like me and the only thing you're getting is a direct deposit on your paychecks, and you get direct deposits from Social Security, and you get checks from people occasionally, and you could take a picture of them and deposit them. I haven't been to a bank in 15 years. I left the retail banking system over 15 years ago, and I'm glad I did, because the amount of interest I've made compared to people sitting around in M&T and PNC making nothing. I get 0.5% on my checking account. I get 5% on my savings accounts. I just don't understand. So, you know, but these companies are no less vulnerable to cyber attacks also. So that's the issue we've got to keep in mind. But I thank you. That's what I figured. It was a cyber issue. Chris, we got a hard break coming up here in 5 seconds.
We do. So, and thanks so much for calling.
And you're so welcome.
Okay, take care.
We got to go to traffic right now. Take it away, traffic.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth here with Christopher John O'Shea. The lines are open, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question. And, you know, Chris,
Wait a minute. The other lines are open, but you go ahead. Okay. I just wanted to get that in there.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to get to Robert in a second.
Okay.
I just want to, you know, do just a little bit more for Rebecca, because she's always been so good to us, and I feel like I kind of just, you know, didn't give her the full explanation of what I was trying to say.
Okay, time to make up. Go ahead.
When you do a Medigap policy, it doesn't matter what the company is. All you care about the company is what's your premium, what's your financial stability, and what is your customer service? And that's all that matters. There is no, when you're under 65, it matters. Are you with Care First? Are you with Cigna? Who's their doctor network? Who's in network? Who's out of network? But if you're doing original Medicare with a Medigap policy, Plan G is what we always recommend. There is no in-network, out-of-network doctors. If they take Medicare, your supplemental pays the difference. And Erie is a very financially sound company. They are incredibly customer service oriented. And I've found their premiums to be excellent. And if you're doing your auto and home, you get a discount on your Medigap policy. That's why we say that. Now, if you're doing Medicare Advantage, that's a different story. And that's a whole discussion in and of itself. I don't like Medicare Advantage, but it does work for a lot of people in certain circumstances. So that's a little more to it, Rebecca. Hopefully that helped. Let's go to Robert.
Yeah, first. We do. And just as an addendum to that, we hear that there's a new Medicare Advantage plan out from Maryland that we need to find more about, because it may be. Maybe an option for more people than before. So, okay, we've got Robert and Kathy. Robert, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, perfect segue to my question I want you guys to expand upon. I'm like 73. I've had UNH Plan F since I was, you know, 65. Okay, and UNH had this, 30% discount when you sign up, and they lower the discount 3% each year. 10 years, you're paying the full amount.
That's so are you with AARP, Robert?
Yeah, I got AARP, that's right. And so please, I remember you saying before, Plan F, look out, because you're going to get into trouble. Plan is closed. Get over to Plan G. Could you please get into that, explain it a little more, and what you think maybe I should do or possibly could do if there are other companies besides AARP or whatever, UNH, to go to?
Yeah, okay. So first off, you have to understand Plan F was a plan that the government allowed. And each of these alphabet soup names, Plan A, Plan G, Plan F, Plan N, they all had to do with what parts of Medicare that they were going to cover. Some covered more and some covered less. Plan F covered everything, period. Carte blanche, everything. Plan G covers everything except for the $225 doctor deductible. So the only difference between F and G is you have to put out $225 extra a year. So if you save more than $15 a month, Plan G is just as good as F, and it may be even better if you save more than 15, and you normally do. So that's why we would recommend clients moving to G and off of F. Now, here's the problem with F. Insurance is always based on the risk pool. You know, the risk pool is the amount of people that are paying for the insurance, because some people are going to need the money from the risk pool and some people aren't going to need the money from the risk pool. Well, guess what happens if you're in Plan F? The risk pool has stopped expanding. It can't expand anymore. There is no more expansion of the F risk pool. And so guess what happens if people like Robert say, hey, I don't want to be in Plan F anymore. I'm going to Plan G. All of a sudden, the risk pool gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And the smaller the risk pool gets, the more expensive that policy is going to become over time. Now, the good news is that they have now passed it, and if I'm not mistaken, it's now law that if you want to go from F to G, they can't do a medical underwriting on you. And I think that was just a short period of time, and I don't even know if it's still available right now. But, you know, these companies, you know, the AARP, the bunch of hypocrites that they are, you know, the defenders of the seniors, they are saying they're defenders of seniors, and they wouldn't let you switch from F to G when they made this switch. So it's really disturbing. AARP is a disturbing group they make over $1.2 billion in revenue. Did you ever ask what the heck do they do with $1.2 billion? They send some volunteers out to do your tax return? I mean, really? $1.2 billion? Send people out to do a tax return? Or they print a magazine? $1.2 billion to do a magazine? They're making a lot of money on seniors. I'm not a big fan of AARP. I did an expose on them over 15 years ago, and it doesn't seem to help or hurt them any, because they just keep expanding. So, again, like I...
Other than AARP, I'm open to it.
Who do you do your auto and home with?
Geico. I know you're not a big fan of them.
No, but they don't do Medigap. I personally use USAA for my own policy. We like Mutual of Omaha under certain circumstances.
Yep.
And Chris says that there's a new Medicare Advantage, but I don't care what Medicare Advantage they do. There is no way I am going to wrong. I might eat those words, Chris, but I assure you it's going to be really difficult. They're going to have to come out with something really special, because Medicare Advantage is kind of like the old HMO concept, where the company who's you're doing that Medicare Advantage with, they get to make the calls on what you can and can't do.
Yeah, and I'm not going that way. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. Now, so Mutual of Omaha, USAA, you don't have to be military to use USAA Medigap. I was not military, and it's open to the public. There's other companies, like I was telling Rebecca, All you need to do is find a company with a good premium, good stability financially, and good customer service. There are plenty of online searches you can do. Even the United States government, Medicare, has a search engine for a Medigap policy in your region. And also keep in mind that if you're moving from F to G, unless this special enrollment that the government opened up for a period of time is still available, you might have to provide some medical underwriting. But here's the interesting thing. My experience has been that unless you're on your deathbed, most companies accept you, you know, for changing from plan F to plan G to their company. So that's just my experience. So that's one of the things, some of the things I would suggest you consider.
Yeah, we have
Way up in price, I would think, as time goes on, because the people are getting not only smaller numbers in the group, but everybody's getting sicker if they're not bringing in new, healthier young people, right?
That's true, and there's a whole story about how different companies price Medigap, and AARP uses a unique thing called community pricing, which is very different than others that use age-based pricing, and it's good and it's bad all at the same time. But we have to run. I think we've done enough on that, Chris, unless you have something to add.
Well, I was just going to add Barbara Hornoff. We don't get anything from her when people get serviced by her. She helps people to in this area, supplemental insurance. She's just Barbara Hornoff Insurances. She's in Bel Air. Her number is 443-299-6854. That's 443-299-6854. Just throw that out there.
Yeah, and she's very knowledgeable. We give her, you know, she's incredibly knowledgeable and has helped many of our clients. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. Kathy and Linda, I hope you'll hold on. We're going to be with you right after this pause with traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, and I have a question for you. Is your financial advisor a doctor of personal financial advice? Do you get strategies to reduce taxation, Social Security, Medicare advice, sophisticated retirement planning, investment allocation strategies, estate planning, or help with any issue of money? It is time you do a financial physical with me and my team at the consulate and experience the difference. You hear the depth of knowledge we have about personal finance, so do a financial physical and you'll experience what we believe an advisor should do for you. They should be independent, experienced, credentialed, fee-only, comprehensive fiduciaries. They should be a doctor of personal finance and not salespeople selling you products. Set up an introductory meeting by calling 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or go online, financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. It's time you experience the difference.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. I just want to say that if you really, you know, I get a lot of times that people ask me the question of, hey, do you got a good book that you can read to learn more about this stuff? Well, you know, I wrote it, The Financial Physical, and it's all about the industry. It's all about different topics on investing and financial planning and tax planning and the psychology of money, which is as important as all these other things. And I hope you go out to Amazon and look, you can get the paperback. We priced it to sell $5.99, and the Kindle version is only $2.99. We didn't want to make any money on this. We just like to teach. We like to educate. We want people to learn about personal finances, because when they do, they'll seek firms out like us who do financial planning, which we believe is the professional way to do financial planning, like a doctor, you know, being a general practitioner of medicine, being a general practitioner of personal finance. So let's go to Kathy, Chris.
Let's do that. Kathy, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be a part of the show. And I don't know if you want to beat a dead horse with this, but I got AARP, United Healthcare. It just went up 30.
I wish it was a dead horse, Kathy, but that horse is well alive, $1.2 billion alive. But go ahead, ask your question.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me. I'm paying $299.01 a month for plan F. Now, I have no prescription, dental, or vision. I have great.
Right. Medical. How old are you approximately, Kathy?
I'm 71. I just turned 71.
71 and you're paying that much?
Yes. And I'm also.
Let me ask you a quick question. Right. Let me ask you a quick question. What state do you live in? Maryland?
I live in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you in good health in general?
Yes, I am, but I cannot afford this anymore, and it's driving.
No. You're only going to pay about 150 to 200 bucks a month now. Once I tell you what you should be doing, who do you do your auto and home insurance with?
Erie Insurance Company. I've been with them for 7 years.
You contact Erie and ask them for a Medigap policy, and you're going to pay about $160 a month. And you're going to save $130 a month, and you're going to send me a commission of $30 a month when you save $130, okay?
I'm going to have a party.
You save $250. She's going to save $270 a month, and she's going to pay zero because he can't tell. He's not being serious.
You're married, right?
Well, my husband died of Alzheimer's, and he probably had $1 million worth of bills, which plan F.
That's okay. But you're only going to pay $220 bucks a year, and you're going to save $130 a month with Erie. You contact Erie immediately tomorrow.
Okay.
Contact your agent.
Tomorrow.
Yep. And get that switched. And, you're going to do fine. Now, just keep in mind that you'll have to pay that $220 if you switch right now. You'll have to pay it for the rest of the 4 months of this year, and then it'll start over again in January. So if you don't want to do that, you have to wait until January to start it, okay?
Well, I'm in shock. I missed about four of your phone calls on and off getting my dog out of the car. Well, when I heard AARP, I mean, they've been.
They're awful. They're awful. They're no defenders of seniors. I have to move on, though. I got to go to Linda. You're going to call Erie, and next week you're going to tell us what happened, okay?
Yes, I am. I'm calling
All right.
tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kathy. All right. Bye. We've got Linda up next. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Drew and gentlemen.
Hey.
Just want to give you guys kudos. I listened to your show, and I've learned a lot. I'm getting ready to retire in a couple of years, and I have a house that is worth about $800,000. I don't have a mortgage on it. I'm looking, obviously, to downsize when I retire because I want to travel, and I'm thinking actually moving to Delaware over the line. So I'm just wondering, if I downsize and say I buy a house that's $400,000, $500,000, and I've got a lot of money left over, will I have to pay taxes on all of that? What is that?
You're married. You're single, right?
I'm single.
Are you a widow?
No. I'm divorced.
Okay. And how much did you pay for the place approximately?
I paid about $120,000, but I only have about a $50,000 mortgage left on the house.
Well, how'd you buy it for $120,000 and have a $50,000 mortgage left and still worth $800,000 now?
Well, it was called a divorce 13 years ago, so I had to refinance my house and pay off my ex-husband. So that's
okay.
Why my mortgage became higher again, and I've paid it down over the last 13 years.
Okay,
but
so
I've lived in the same house for 33 years.
So you bought the house for about $130,000 or so, right?
Correct.
And how much did you guys put into the house over those last 30 years? Capital improvements, roofs, air conditioning, kitchens, bathrooms, gardens, decks?
Maybe not even $100,000. I want to say maybe about $75,000. I got a new roof a few years ago. That was around $20,000. And I just got a new heating and air conditioning. The kitchen is updated with appliances, but it hasn't been redone.
Okay. So you're saying your total investment into the house is maybe $200,000 total?
Yes.
So if it's $200,000 and you sell it for $800,000, and let's assume that it costs $40,000 to sell it, so you net $750,000, you've got $200,000 cost basis, that puts you at $550,000 a gain. $250,000 of that gain is tax-free.
Okay.
The remaining $300,000 will be taxable. How much other income approximately do you make a year?
I make about $60,000. And I have a couple hundred in IRA and retirement.
But you, do you take that out?
What?
How much do you take out of the IRA every year?
I don't take anything out. I don't take
okay,
anything
but
out.
You're, so your income on your tax return is only about $60,000, right?
Correct.
So with this $300,000, it'll put you at the $360,000. So that would be a tax of about approximately 18.8%, plus the state of Maryland. Don't forget those criminals. 25% on your $300,000, you're going to lose about $75,000 in taxes on that transaction.
Now, suppose I'm buying another house someplace else.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter anymore. That was 1998 rules and before.
Okay.
So let me ask you one other quick question. Are you over 65 and on Medicare?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, that's good then, because that could cause a problem. But that's not a problem, so go ahead and sell it. Move to Delaware or somewhere else that's going to treat you more fair tax-wise.
Yeah,
all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got to run.
Right, thank you.
Okay,
right, thanks,
Linda.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes to go. We've got 2 people to get in. We'll see if we can get Rich and Dave. Rich, hi. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Mr. Tignanelli. I have a tip I want to give you. Maybe you can look into it. With the supplement plans for your previous calls and so forth, in Maryland, there's a new birthday rule, which allows you to switch Medicare supplement plans equal to what you have now or go down without underwriting. Just for information, you can maybe check that out to inform people.
Well, what's
I have many other questions, but I don't want to take up your time, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good information. We'll have to look into that, Chris. Remind me to look up that question.
Right. Thanks for calling, Rich. Concept. Okay. Yep. Okay, we've got Dave next in Baltimore. Hi, Dave. How are you, sir?
Yeah, okay, fine. How are you? Hey, I wanted to ask you, is there any problem with the United Healthcare, which is sponsored through AARP? I'm a federal retiree, and I got the insurance because I used to be with Blue Cross Blue Shield. It was like
you're a federal retiree. You have nothing to do with AARP. You're never going to use that.
Well, it's United Healthcare is through AARP. It's
well, I understand, but it's a Medicare supplemental for people who weren't with something like the government,
right,
where they're getting their retiree medical insurance from their past employer.
Right.
So you'll never have to worry about AARP United Healthcare.
Well, that's what I have. You know, that's
right. You get your medical insurance from your employer, which was the federal government. And that's the way you're always going to get your medical insurance. Somebody like Chris and I, we worked for a small company. When we retire, we go on Medicare. When we go on Medicare, we got to go out and find a supplemental Medigap policy on our own. And that's where AARP comes in, or Erie, like I've been telling people. Or USAA, like I've been telling people. So that's where this comes in, not for people like you who have their Medicare supplement through their past employer.
Okay.
All right, my friend?
Right, thanks
good
a lot.
Question.
Yeah, well,
very
it's
good.
It's good for checking.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Thanks for calling.
So we're out of time, Chris. That flew.
Well, let me see, Drew. We have 15 seconds of unoccupied time.
Well, I think Rich's point is excellent, and I want to make sure we look into that. So hopefully you wrote that down for me and make sure we look into that, because that's interesting. If you can get your switching plans without medical underwriting, that'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Also, keep this in mind, Rebecca, that if you're in Pennsylvania, you want to be on Plan N in Pennsylvania, but Plan G in Maryland. That's a whole story in itself. Maybe we'll talk about it next week, Chris.
Hey, sounds like a winner.
It's Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Things are gonna be much better.